Hello, this is your daily dose of news from Own Manorama. I am your host Meenu and these are the major news stories of Saturday, April 20th, 2024. The death count in the boat tragedy in Odisha's Jharsuguda district rose to 7 with the recovery of 5 more bodies on Saturday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took a swipe at Rahul Gandhi, saying that in the ongoing Lok Sabha elections, the Congress leader will lose from Wayanad constituency in Kerala as well, and he will have to look for a safer seat after that. After a day filled with spectacular activities, the Thrissur Puram in Kerala encountered issues on Friday night due to the police's use of excessive force to control the festival crowd. The Aam Aadmi Party on Saturday alleged that Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal is being pushed towards a slow death inside Tihar jail by denying him insulin and consultations with his doctor. Online food delivery platform Zomato has received a tax demand and penalty order of Rs 11.82 crore related to GST on export services provided to its subsidiaries located outside India from July 2017 to March 2021. Let's get into the details. The death count in the boat accident in Odisha's Jharsuguda district rose to 7 with the recovery of 5 more bodies from the Mahanadi River on Saturday. All deceased persons hailed from the Karsini area of neighboring Chhattisgarh. The incident occurred when around 50 passengers hailing from the neighboring state returned in the boat after visiting a temple. The boat capsized as it was about to reach Sharda Ghat in Rangkeli police station in Jharsuguda district, a police officer said. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took a swipe at Rahul Gandhi, saying that in the ongoing Lok Sabha elections, the Congress leader will also lose from Wayanad constituency in Kerala, and he will have to look for a safer seat after that. Addressing a rally at Nandan in Maharashtra to campaign for BJP candidates from Nandan and Hingoli seats, PM Modi said the information available for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls indicates that there has been a one-sided voting in favour of the National Democratic Alliance. In an apparent reference to Sonia Gandhi, he said some India bloc leaders left the Lok Sabha and moved to the Rajya Sabha as they had no courage to contest elections. PM Modi said he has spent 10 years fixing the bad governance of the Congress regimes. The Congress has been a barrier to the development of farmers and poor people, he alleged. After a day filled with spectacular activities, the Thrissur Puram encountered issues on Friday night due to the police's use of excessive force to control the festival crowd. The fireworks, which were scheduled at 3 a.m., took place at 7 a.m. on Saturday. The Thiruvambadi section halted the festivities after police erected barricades during the procession at the time of Madathil Varavu Panchavatyam. Consequently, the percussion artists dispersed from the Vadakkunath temple and the elephants along with Puram enthusiasts followed suit. The Thiruvambadi Devasam protested by switching off the lights at Puram Pandal in Naduvilal Junction, marking a historic first. The Aam Aadmi Party on Saturday alleged that Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal is being pushed towards a slow death inside Tihar jail by denying him insulin and consultations with his doctor. Arvind Kejriwal, who has type 2 diabetes, has been asking for insulin and a video conferencing with his family doctor, but his requests are being denied by the jail administration, party spokesperson Saurabh Bharadwaj said in a press conference. The ED had on Thursday claimed before the court that Kejriwal was eating food high in sugar like mangoes and sweets every day despite having type 2 diabetes to create grounds for medical bail. Online food delivery platform Zomato has received a tax demand and penalty order of Rs 11.82 crore related to GST on export services provided to its subsidiaries located outside India from July 2017 to March 2021. The order was passed by the Additional Commissioner, Central Goods and Services Tax, Gurugram. We believe that we have a strong case on merits, and the company will be filing an appeal against the order before the appropriate authority, Zomato stated in a regulatory filing late evening on Friday. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Daily News Talks, hosted by me, Meenu, and produced by Vishnu Muralitharan, with technical support from IW Studios. Follow www.onmanorama.com for detailed updates on the latest news, and be sure to come back tomorrow.